Tomorrow Never Comes by Mercurius, read by X-Man-Hater. Lan Wangji is composed in a way Wei Wuxian can't hope to be as they walk along the cliff's edge together. He's so glad to see him. He tries to be serious as he listens to Lan Wangji recount how Lan Xichen has been occupying his days, does his best to pay attention, but it's impossible to wipe the smile off his face when Lan Wangji is this close after so long. He throws an arm around Lan Wangji's shoulders, pulls him against his side, and squeezes him tight for a moment. And, that's something. How it leaves his skin warm and buzzing for minutes afterward. He had forgotten what it felt like to be close to Lan Wangji, how drunk you could get on mere proximity. When they stop for a rest, Lan Wangji sits cross-legged and upright in the grass, while Wei Wuxian sprawls at his side and pulls the blades up at their stalks. He wants to tell Lan Wangji that he likes his hair pulled back simply like this, that he should wear it this way more often, but he's afraid of puncturing this perfect haze of happiness if he puts words to any part of it, so he keeps his mouth shut and contents himself with looking. Has he eaten? Lan Wangji wants to know. Wei Wuxian has some seeds and nuts left in his bag, enough to last a few more days. Has he slept? He takes naps here and there when he's in the wilderness and catches up on sleep when he passes through towns. Lan Wangji takes his hand, his palm smooth across the backs of Wei Wuxian's knuckles.
Let's go down, he says.
Lan Wangji seems to have his bearings because he leads them down the mountain and into a village with an inn within a few short hours. Upstairs in their room, Wei Wuxian enjoys the opportunity to watch Lan Wangji eat in his careful, plodding way, as much as he does the food itself. Oh, he's funny. Oh, Wei Wuxian has missed him. He's so happy to see him it nearly hurts. Still, there's a nagging anxiety at the back of his head, building all the while as they sit eating, stealing glances at each other, occasionally talking about nothing. He tries to enjoy Lan Wangji's presence enough to shut up the voice in his head that insists, with rising distress, that they're running out of time. That the evening is slipping past, that soon it will be 9 and Lan Wangji will go to bed, and then... Wei Wuxian pins Lan Wangji's wrist to the table by his half-finished bowl of soup, his spoon still caught in his fingers. Lan Chan! He has to say it now or he's afraid he never will. You haven't told me why you came back. Lan Wangji doesn't look irritable the way he might have when they were young, but a flicker of the old embarrassment crosses his face.
I thought that went without saying.
His gaze is very steady, very open, and Wei Wuxian can't bear to look him in the eye.
Well,
he swallows.
Say it anyway.
There's a pause.
To be with you.
Wei Wuxian nods, still not meeting Lan Wangji's eyes. He knew that, of course he knew, but...
Lan Chan...
he says, looking hard at their joined hands, aware of his own pulse in his throat.
Is that all you came back to do?
There's a silence, long and loud and terrible, and when Wei Wuxian sneaks a glance across the table, Lan Wangji is wide-eyed. For a wild moment, Wei Wuxian imagines being berated for suggesting promiscuous behavior, but instead Lan Wangji's expression softens, and he lowers his eyes in a mirror of Wei Wuxian's own shyness.
No, he admits. It's not all.
Wei Wuxian nods again, blood pounding in his ears. He should say something, anything, to let Lan Wangji know that he wants that, he wants to, he does. But when he tries to imagine them together, to pin down the specifics, it's hard to think past the desire to have Lan Wangji in his arms, to be close, to touch. Anything further feels like an unforgivable imposition, like more than he can allow himself.
Lan Chan,
he sounds as young and as foolish as he can manage, lets it be pretend, a game.
I don't have much experience with these things. Can you just tell me what you want me to do?
Lan Wangji is very still, but the tendons in his arm jump under Wei Wuxian's fingers as his grip on the spoon tightens.
I want,
Lan Wangji says after a moment, nodding to his own side of the table,
for you to come here.
Wei Wuxian nods. Simple, he can do that. He releases Lan Wangji's arm and shuffles over. Knee to knee is close, is too close to breathe when Wei Wuxian has already offered himself so brazenly, has all but said that Lan Wangji can touch him any way he chooses. Lan Wangji reaches out and takes Wei Wuxian's face in both hands. It's more touch than they've allowed themselves before without a reason, without either of them drunk or sick or hurt. And Wei Wuxian's eyes fall shut as he leans his cheek into Lan Wangji's palm. He lets out a long breath. Already it's enough to drown in.
I... Lan Wangji's voice catches and he pauses before trying again. I want you to let me kiss you.
Again, Wei Wuxian can only nod, urgent and wordless, and then Lan Wangji's lips are on his, soft, tasteless, sweet. They're still for a moment, neither quite steady, and Wei Wuxian warns himself to be careful, to be cautious, not rush. But it's too late. He can't help himself. He's opening his mouth to the kiss, and his hands are in Lan Wangji's hair, and he's lost. They're clumsy as they clutch each other, breathless and eager and graceless. Wei Wuxian feels a tug at his midsection, looks down to see Lan Wangji unknotting his belt, and oh god, yes, he wants to be naked. He moves to help, reaches for the ties of his wrist guards, but Lan Wangji stops his hand.
Let me, he says.
We should, Wei Wuxian says, as Lan Wangji pushes his robes aside to bare his chest and tugs them gently. Gently, all things considered, down his shoulders.
Lan Chan, we should...
His eyes travel to the bed, and Lan Wangji nods, pulls them both to their feet, and walks him backwards across the room. It's good when he's finally naked, better when the weight of Lan Wangji's narrow frame is settled between his thighs. It's almost everything he wants.
Lan Chan, take off your clothes too.
In a moment,
Lan Wangji says and puts his tongue on the dip of Wei Wuxian's belly.
Lan Chan!
How can he make Wei Wuxian wait now? When he's laid out bare and willing and ready to be skin to skin.
I want to see you,
he gives Lan Wangji's collar an ineffectual tug for emphasis.
Want to feel you, want you to fuck me.
Lan Wangji lifts his head, wide-eyed.
You want...
Yes, yes, he wants that. Once, a lifetime ago in Yunmeng, he had tried working two fingers inside himself, biting his lip to stay quiet and keeping one ear pricked for the sounds of Qiang Cheng returning early to their room. Just to see, he told himself, just to satisfy his curiosity. But thereafter, the memory worked its way into his fantasies often, being opened up, being tight, kept silent with a hand over his mouth. Above all, the thrill of doing something he ought not to be and enjoying it for spite. He wants that feeling now. He's done enough damage to Lan Wangji's reputation. Let Lan Wangji ruin him a little in return. He's nodding, faster than he would if he had any dignity, and Lan Wangji stares before moving up his body and crushing his mouth in a kiss.
Okay,
he says against Wei Wuxian's lips, already reaching between them to undo his own robes.
Okay.
He turns Wei Wuxian on his side, facing away, and Wei Wuxian's complaints about not being able to see die in his throat when Lan Wangji curls around him, his bare skin warm and soft on every place it touches. Wei Wuxian's shoulder blades, his ass, the backs of his thighs. Lan Wangji's arm circles his waist and holds him tight.
Is this good?
Lan Wangji asks.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. Are you ready?
Wei Wuxian swallows, nods. Letting Lan Wangji fuck him with his fingers isn't so different from doing it himself. But the first few thrusts still shock him enough that he takes them in silence, setting his teeth against whatever sound he might have made. He's aware of Lan Wangji's tremulous breathing, of bracing himself with a hand on the bed frame, and of a bright floating sensation he takes some time to identify as relief. Such relief! That Lan Wangji is here, that they're doing this together. Finally. Finally. He'll never have to feel that regret again, that he didn't, that they might have. That he'll never get another chance. Oh, he says when Lan Wangji is inside him, their hips nesting and legs tangled. Lan Wangji kisses him between the shoulder blades.
All of you?
Yes.
Oh, he's smiling. I guess I'm yours now.
He knows it makes no sense when he was already his, when he has been for a long time. But Lan Wangji only says, yes. And presses a second, harder kiss to his skin.
While Long Wangji sleeps, Wei Wuxian clings to him and dozes. He doesn't want to slip away just yet, doesn't want to stop touching him long enough to get comfortable, wants to stay pressed against him and drift. Long Wangji's chest is cool against Wei Wuxian's hot cheek, but it tastes of sweat when he kisses it. Later, he wakes with his face tucked into the crook of Long Wangji's neck, and opening his mouth to lick at the delicate skin there seems the most natural thing in the world. When Long Wangji makes a murmur of a sound and bares his throat obligingly, it's just as natural for Wei Wuxian to make use of his hands, his mouth, a knee thrust between Long Wangji's thighs, anything he can think of to drive more sounds out of him. More gasps, more small shudders of pleasure. He gets to hear how Long Wangji breathes when he's trying to stay quiet. He learns how Long Wangji's whole body trembles when he comes. For some time, Wei Wuxian is lost in kissing him, his own arousal a mild, half-pleasant irritant at the back of his mind, as he presses his mouth to Long Wangji's once, twice, again and again, until Long Wangji stops him with a hand on his chin.
Wei Ying, Long Wangji says, do you want me?
The matter-of-factness in his voice tells Wei Wuxian it's not an abstract question, but it still takes him a moment to understand what he's been asked.
You'd let me do that?
The possibility hasn't crossed his mind in years. Not since the lectures, when he tried to shock Nie Huaisung with whispered ribald speculations, elated by his own audacity and safe in the knowledge that it would never be anything but talk. Long Wangji nods, his eyes very bright in the half-light.
I want you to.
So Wei Wuxian wants to. Long Wangji is quiet but cooperative, more willing to be moved than Wei Wuxian has ever known him when Wei Wuxian takes him by the crooks of his knees and arranges him on the bed. He keeps his eyes fixed on Wei Wuxian's face and doesn't look away, not even when Wei Wuxian is finally moving inside him. He locks his thighs around Wei Wuxian's waist and grips his shoulders hard, and his expression is one of profound concentration, as if listening to a piece of music he's determined to memorize by ear. It's morning when they finish, the gentle golden light a strange contrast to the violence with which Wei Wuxian's heart batters itself against his chest as he collapses in Long Wangji's arms. When his body calms itself a little, when he can breathe again, they lie on their sides like two halves of a seashell and look at each other. Nothing worth doing in the world but to watch the butterfly flit of Long Wangji's lashes as he looks from Wei Wuxian's eyes to his mouth and back. When Wei Wuxian reaches over to trace the outline of his ear, Long Wangji inclines his head to allow it, and Wei Wuxian thinks, wildly, that he'd like to die here. "You're pretty," he murmurs, tongue clumsy, everything clumsy. It's not all he wants to say, but he doesn't have words for the humbled shock he feels each time Long Wangji extends himself to meet him, each time he chooses to give something Wei Wuxian isn't owed. He runs his fingers over Long Wangji's cheeks from his temple to his chin and back again. "You're so pretty." Wei Wuxian has no intention of leaving bed, and to his surprise, Long Wangji seems to be in agreement. There's plenty to do there, rambling about nothing important, not needing a response. Kissing Long Wangji on the cheek and the mouth and the ear. Poking Long Wangji in the ribs while he gives Wei Wuxian one of his stern cross looks. Long Wangji is the first to mention food, but the moment he brings it up, Wei Wuxian is sure he's never been so hungry in his life.
"That seems unlikely," Long Wangji says.
Wei Wuxian ignores him.
"Obviously, you have to be the one to go," he says,
picking at a stray thread on the blanket that covers them.
"Why is that?"
"I wasn't exactly quiet last night. You wouldn't make me go downstairs and face the owners, would you?"
Lan Wangji considers this a moment, then nods.
"I will go."
He collects his clothes from the floor and smooths the fabric of each item before putting it on. Wei Wuxian props himself on one elbow and watches, charmed, as Long Wangji produces a comb and small round mirror from his sleeve and sets about arranging his hair, this time in a high bun fixed with a silver ornament. He looks like himself then, all assembled. Wei Wuxian stretches out his arms to him, and when Long Wangji bends to kiss him, he winds them about his neck and holds him tight.
"Wei Ying,"
Long Wangji smiles against his lips.
"Lan Chan. Just a little more."
Wei Wuxian can't help that he tugs Long Wangji's hair out of place when Long Wangji starts kissing his neck, or that Long Wangji's clothes get creased when he falls back into bed. He can't help rocking his hips up when he feels Long Wangji hard against his thigh.
Maybe just quickly, Lanchan?
Yes.
You'll still get food after, right?
Of course.
In Long Wangji's absence, Wei Wuxian exerts himself enough to sit up, to stretch, to pull on an undershirt that does nothing to preserve his modesty. He can't bear the thought of covering himself more than the morning chill demands, not when Long Wangji took such pains the night before to strip him down to nothing. There's a special pleasure in being naked, he's discovering, when it's for someone. Lan Wangji returns with enough food to last them a few meals, and Wei Wuxian eats some of everything. Noodles, pork, cabbage with rice. It all seems to taste better than he remembered from the night before. The texture's more satisfying and flavors more distinct. Eating makes him thirsty, and when he's drained a jug of water to the last drop, he falls back on the floor, too sated to move or even keep his eyes open.
If you're going to sleep, Long Wangji says between bites, do it in bed.
I'm not sleeping.
But he can't deny that sleep sounds inviting when he's this relaxed, when every muscle in his body feels pleasantly exhausted, when his eyes are this heavy. By the time he makes up his mind to move, the effort of dragging himself across the room to the bed is unconscionable.
Whose fault is it if I'm tired?
He grumbles as he stretches out on his stomach. And if Long Wangji gives a response, Wei Wuxian is asleep before it reaches his ears. It's still light out when he wakes. On the other side of the room, Long Wangji sits with his calligraphy set laid out in front of him, intent enough on his work that he fails to look up when Wei Wuxian stretches and climbs from the bed. He looks just as he did when Wei Wuxian drew his portrait all those years ago. The same downcast eyes, the same curve to his nose, the same studious focus.
What are you writing?
Wei Wuxian winds his arms around Long Wangji's neck as he leans over his shoulder.
I'm telling my brother that I've reunited with you.
Wei Wuxian turns his face against Long Wangji's neck, enjoying the smell of his skin, enjoying the liberties he's allowed to take.
You have.
The places he's allowed to kiss.
Wei Ying, Long Wangji says. The letter will be done in a moment. Can you wait?
Wei Wuxian agrees.
Yes, of course I can wait.
He can nuzzle the soft spot behind Long Wangji's jaw while he waits. He can bite Long Wangji's earlobe. They don't quite make it to the bed. Instead, Wei Wuxian tackles Long Wangji to the floor beside it and grips the mattress for balance as he clambers astride his thighs. He half expects Long Wangji to insist they move, or to object when Wei Wuxian rucks his skirts up around his middle to get at the lacings of his pants, but Long Wangji stays with him at every step. He slips one hand under the loose fabric of Wei Wuxian's shirt to rest at the small of his back, and he steals kisses from him, distractingly, as Wei Wuxian struggles to unknot his laces. Lan Wangji finally looks shocked when Wei Wuxian pauses to spit into his own hand before touching him. Not by having his clothes yanked askew or by Wei Wuxian wanting to fuck on the floor, but by the spitting. He's so funny. His mouth goes slack when Wei Wuxian takes him in hand, his eyes dark and dazed, and his cock grows harder and wetter in Wei Wuxian's hand with every stroke. Wei Wuxian half smothers himself, reaching past his shoulder to grope in the sheets for the oil. This time, when Long Wangji breaches him, he lets himself moan.
Wei Ying, Long Wangji breathes. Are you uncomfortable?
No, it's not painful, not exactly. It's only that the sensation drives all other thoughts from his head, that he has to screw his eyes shut and breathe in quick open-mouthed gasps around the intensity of it. He remembers hurting before, remembers an ache in his chest and a stinging in his eyes and gripping the bed frame until his hand cramped from the tension. He thinks now that maybe it was only the yielding that hurt, the unfamiliarity of having instead of wanting, the changing. That makes sense. Changing hurt him up in Baoshan Sanren's mountain and on Mo Shuan Yu's cold bedroom floor. It hurt him in the burial mounds. No, he says, and even if he can't open his eyes, he can lean forward until his brow rests against Long Wangji's. He wiggles his hips,
ginger and experimental, and they both inhale. For all that the width still feels impossible, the oil that slips down his balls and inner thighs makes the slick drag of Long Wangji's cock frictionless, easy.
"Feels good," Wei Wuxian says, and then, bolder, "I like it."
Lan Wangji's grip on his hip goes tight, 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 a wordless plea, and Wei Wuxian thinks he likes that too, thinks he would like to hear Lan Wangji say, "Please." But his hips are moving of their own accord, his body already intent on more. More touch, more pleasure, more of that hot, aching fullness that isn't quite pain. He takes pity on them both, finds a rhythm, finds the angles that make him moan. Too loud again, the poor innkeepers, their poor guests. But oh god, Long Wangji's tense, narrow shoulders under his hands, and Long Wangji's cock driving up into him, and Long Wangji's face. They would forgive him if only they knew. Lan Wangji's fingers migrate downward and dig into the sensitive crease of Wei Wuxian's bottom and thigh, pressing, pulling, exposing the cleft of his ass to the cool air. Knowing Lan Wangji, he has some sex-addled notion that he's helping, making things easier by holding him open. The thought gives Wei Wuxian a pang that turns into a laugh somewhere between his chest and his throat, and Lan Wangji frowns up at him, flushed and lovely and irritable.
"Lan Chan, oh, look at you."
Still laughing, Wei Wuxian brushes a strand of hair from Lan Wangji's damp forehead.
"Is it good?"
"Wei Ying."
Pleading, warning.
"Shh, shh,"
Wei Wuxian says, moving again, finding it hard not to, with Lan Wangji still tense and hot and hard between his thighs.
"Lan Chan, last time, did you finish inside me? I can't remember, I was so overwhelmed."
Lan Wangji tries to answer, but Wei Wuxian stops him with a finger to his lips.
"I want you to this time, okay? Do you promise?"
Lan Wangji opens his mouth, closes it, nods. There's something akin to pain in his eyes that makes Wei Wuxian laugh again.
"You don't have to if you don't want to. Never mind, Lan Chan, forget about the whole thing."
The deep furrow in Lan Wangji's brow grows deeper.
"You're teasing me."
He looks very wounded. Wei Wuxian dips his head to kiss his frowning mouth, and maybe it's an apology. Maybe he just wants to.
"I always tease you," he points out.
In lieu of response, Lan Wangji upends them, lays Wei Wuxian on his back and sinks back inside, with one slow, measured thrust that leaves Wei Wuxian sighing. His legs were getting tired anyway. Lan Wangji fucks him hard there on the floor, with less carefulness than before and more of his strength. And Wei Wuxian doesn't expect how he likes that, how hot he goes all over when he can imagine he's being mistreated. Lan Wangji interrupts the fantasy more than once when Wei Wuxian's cries sound too pitiful, with low, breathless inquiries and a hand laid on his cheek. And Wei Wuxian can't explain himself, can't possibly string the words together now to make Lan Wangji see how good it is to only pretend to be pushed around, degraded, despised. How rare and precious the opportunity. How much he would like it if Lan Wangji struck him and called him names and meant none of it. He can only whine and shake his head and beg Lan Wangji not to stop, to please not hesitate or hold back. Lan Wangji must understand, at least some, because he turns Wei Wuxian on his hands and knees and holds him by the hair while he fucks him, and stops answering his wails with anything but kisses and soft, painless bites. Wei Wuxian doesn't know if he's ever felt as good as he does, lying on his back on this hard wooden floor, listening to his own pulse, while Lan Wangji's fingers trace careful circles on his stomach. He's sore in a dozen places, his knees, his ass, his hips, where Lan Wangji's fingertips press small bruises into them, for some reason his shoulders. But the lingering knowledge of what they just did turns it all good. He can't believe Lan Wangji fucked him that hard. Can't believe he begged for it. Can't believe his luck.
"Lan Chan, I hurt all over."
He wiggles closer.
"You were so rough with me. I don't think I can even move to the bed."
He lifts his head to be kissed, and Lan Wangji obliges him, pressing against his chest and lingering there until Wei Wuxian bats him away.
"Listen, Lan Chan, if I'm going to let you do things like that, I want something from you in return."
Lan Wangji smiles. Wei Wuxian still isn't used to that.
What is it?
Oh, nothing much.
He only wants to see Long Wangji squirm a little, for old time's sake.
I want to hear you say you love me.
Lan Wangji's expression turns serious. His hand goes still on Wei Wuxian's chest.
I love you.
No hesitation, no hint of embarrassment on his face. Something big and strange turns in Wei Wuxian's chest. He feels, without warning, very small.
You do?
Yes.
Ah. Wei Wuxian throws his arms around Long Wangji's neck and kisses him hard, all teasing forgotten, all glibness melted away. There's something wrong with him. There must be, that he needs those words this much. That he's this hungry for Long Wangji's attention and always has been. He knows now that he could spend the rest of his life bathed in Long Wangji's affection and never get enough, never want it less, never be satisfied. Oh, but what does it matter? Long Wangji loves him.
You love me?
He releases Long Wangji long enough to say.
Yes.
And you'll stay with me?
I will.
Wei Wuxian kisses him.
Say it again.
And kisses him.
I love you.
And kisses him. They stay in that room until Wei Wuxian loses track of the days. As time passes, they get better at separating. Lan Wangji finishes his letter. Wei Wuxian goes down to the stable to check on Little Apple, careful to avoid the eyes of any attendants he passes on the way. And he learns to sleep through the night again, one hand laid on Long Wangji's chest or his stomach or his wrist for safekeeping. They don't ever, it seems, what's going to become of them, get tired of fucking. They finally depart the inn on a bright windy morning. Wei Wuxian stands on the dirt road that leads down to the town's main drag and turns his face into the wind, sharp and cold enough on his cheek to sting a little. He notes, not for the first time this week, that he's glad to be alive. He turns and catches Long Wangji's eye.
Which way, Lan Chan?
Long Wangji inclines his head. Wei Wuxian gets to pick, at least this time.
Where would I like to go?
He strokes his chin.
So many options to choose from. So many places I've never been. A whole world out there to see.
He raises his arm and points.
Cloud Recesses is this way, right?
Long Wangji looks up, and his smile is everything Wei Wuxian wanted it to be. Surprised, most importantly, and full of his quiet kind of joy. Wei Wuxian fixes that smile in his mind, its exact shape and timing, for a month from now when he's stone-cold sober and Lan Tijin is breathing down his neck. He starts down the road with a bounce in his step, and he doesn't need to look back to know Long Wangji is following behind. The end.